Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you so much for releasing the seed. By now, you should have already received your ebook on the seven deadly mistakes. And I want you to begin to prepare yourself because we're going to be having a 4-week class on that. And I'll keep you up to date on that so we can go deeper into the book to begin to release some things for you. I want you to begin to know that the enemy will try to attack you in several areas. Number one, he will try to attack you in the area of negative attachments. And yet, the Lord says, you must learn the concept of forgiveness and unconditional love. And this is where the attacks could come from by the enemy. And yet, he will try to cause you to move into bitterness. Or jealousy, or selfishness, or fickleness, or coldness, or even deception, or cowardness. See, that's the negative side. That's where the enemy wants to begin to attack you at. But the Lord says, know that I have strengthened thee, and I have made thee an overcomer. And you are called to touch the lives of many, many, many people. And you're going to begin to see the hand of the Lord do a new thing for thee. And you're going to see God bless thee. Now, the enemy will also want to attack you in the area because it seems as if that you are a late bloomer. And because of this, you must be willing to take your time before choosing relationships as well as profession. And yet, the Lord also says to thee again that you must not allow revengeful thoughts to have their place in thee, and yet you must learn to let go of negative attachments, and that is going to be the key for you because the enemy will try to bring people around you to distract you and to break your focus. And so, again, the Lord says, learn to accept but also begin to forgive others, and that's going to be key for you because God said, I've gifted thee and I put so much inside of thee, and you're going to touch so many people. For my word shall be made alive in thee, and I'm going to use thee greatly, yea, saith the Lord of hosts, and you're going to touch my people. For the Lord says, I have filled thee with much compassion, I have filled thee with much empathy, I have given thee great faith, and yet you're going to begin to see that I will raise thee up. For the Lord says, I cover thee in this hour, and I cover thee in this season, and the enemy shall have no place in thee. So the Lord says, open up your eyes and keep your eyes open, because these are the areas that the attack could come from. And yet God has given thee wisdom now. He's given thee counsel now, so that you don't allow these things to begin to have their place in thee. And as you keep your mind stayed on the Lord, and know that I've called you to be a spiritual giver, a spiritual healer, all shall be well. Now prepare yourself for the word of the Lord from the team of prophets. Thank you for your miracle seed. God bless.
God bless you, Sister Nancy. Sister Nancy, I hear the word of the Lord for you saying in many opportunities, and God says for you to stand and be steady. For God says, don't let anyone get you off course. I'm hearing God say to remove all procrastination and go forward. God says that he's doing a restoration. God says that he's taking care of a legal matter. So God says for you to just stand, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Nancy. I just hear the word of the Lord for you saying to continue to press forward and not to look back, because your future is not behind you. It's ahead of you. But he don't want you really to be looking into the future. You got to stay present in the now. Because when you plan too far out with such concentration, you miss the now. And you miss the very blessings that he has right there for you. And that is the word of the Lord. Focus on the now.
God bless you, Sister Nancy. I just hear God saying that something that was taken from you, that is due you, is going to be given back to you. I see justice for you. I see God bringing forth retribution. And the paperwork, everything will be done in decency and in order pertaining to the paperwork regarding something that is owed to you. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Nancy. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, get the cards made up. Father God says new cards, new website, and new recognition. And that is the word of the Lord.
Sister Nancy Dandy, once again, thank you for the seed of $100, new beginnings, new opportunities. For the Lord says you're going to grow in wisdom. You're going to grow in spirituality. You're going to grow in revelations and knowledge and understanding. And as you follow the leading of the Holy Ghost, the Lord says, I give you wisdom to make wise decisions over the next 60 to 90 days. For the Lord says, as you look up Woman of God, you're going to get up. As you look up, you're going to rise up in me, and I shall cause you to walk into a time of power and authority and ambition and in strength. For you will know that I am the Lord thy God Almighty, and I shall place a peculiar anointing upon thee in this season. I shall place an anointing of favor. I shall place an anointing of divine connections. I shall place an anointing of protection and covering. And you will come into a time of spiritual insight. You will come into a time of illumination. And oh, I will cause you to come into a season where your ideas shall cause you to prosper. I will cause you to come into a time of futuristic ideas way ahead of themselves, but I will cause you to prosper. And God said, as you listen to the prophetess inside of thee, you're going to obtain and contain new opportunities and new doors. For the Lord says unto thee that this is a season of favor and blessings. This is a season of change in business, change surrounding your home. But God says, watch all business dealings, even in this hour. I don't know if you're doing business with someone right now. I don't know if there's something with some drugs or alcohol. Watch who you do business with, but this could be something that you may have had to wrestle with at some point in your life. So use wisdom in that and watch whom you get connected to. For the Lord says, I bring you into a season of a blessing. I bring you into a season of a harvest. I bring you into a season of a reaping, saith the Lord of hosts. Thank you once again, Sister Nancy Dandy.